This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guests this week are faculty members from JSU's Department of Biology. They're here to tell you about some exciting projects that our faculty and students are engaged in.
This is Al Harris of the JSU News Bureau. Our guest today is biologist Dr. George Klein. Is the frog population pretty healthy in our region? Are you seeing shifts or unusual species?
Right now, our frog populations are looking pretty good. The work that we've done and my students have done are all pretty much baseline data, but we're getting a pretty good handle on what species are out there and what kind of numbers to expect. And right now, things look pretty good. The problem that we see is in other parts of the country, amphibian populations are declining at very alarming rates. We can explain some of those declines, but other declines we can't. Clearly, habitat destruction is a major issue. Problems with breakdown of the ozone layer is causing some other problems. But in some cases, we have no idea why amphibian populations are declining. I grew up in Pennsylvania in mining country. In the old shaft mines, miners used to carry a cage with a canary down into the shaft. When they hit pockets of bad air, the canaries would either stop calling or they would die. And they would die before the humans were affected. So when the canaries stopped calling, men knew to get out of the mine and go to safety. It's possible that frogs and amphibians in general are our versions of the mine canaries. And with these declines, it's possible that that's the early warning system that things are getting pretty bad out there. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we don't have the option that the miners have. We can't pack up and leave the planet.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.